It's time for episode 31 of Idiosyncratic Transmissions, the podcast. I'm your host, Matt Breyer. Each week I bring the eclectic straight to your ears, scouring the internet for independent music, music that you probably won't hear on your local FM radio dial. Bring it together into this nice little show for you, crossing genres, crossing boundaries, and sometimes probably crossing good taste, though hopefully not too often. This week's episode, we're going to have bands Blades of Grass, Finn Riggins, and Another Thing, Denara, Lovers and Poets, and the Ghosts of Vegas. So sit back, relax, and get ready for Eclecticism with Idiosyncratic Transmissions. And we kick off this week's episode with a band from Los Angeles, California, Blade of Grass. Setting is important to the members of Blade of Grass when they seek inspiration. Michael Hurst and Joshua Murphy were tripping through Belize and Guatemala when they wrote two of their most recent tracks, Who You Gonna Run To and Belizean Girl. Michael and Joshua are primary composers for the band, and the goal of that excursion to Central America was to experience tropical snorkel outings and to seek enlightenment from pre-Columbian Mayan temples. Along the way, with guitars and a tape recorder, songs were written like these two, which also appear on the latest radio sampler. Who You Gonna Run To is a simple, timeless acoustic love song that chastises a girl for burning romantic bridges, but ultimately glorifies her feminine essence. Blade of Grass has its roots in the L.A. music scene, where the two friends met at UCLA. Michael was studying ethnomusicology, and Joshua was studying acting at the School of Theater, Film, and Television. The two bonded over trips abroad, world music classes, and participating in the vibrant local scene of music and activism. Michael Hurst has also taken part in the UCLA jazz program, studying with the likes of Kenny Burrell and Herbie Hancock. You may find the members of Blade of Grass in an occupied encampment or taking part in a sweat lodge in Mexico, but most likely you will find them on the grass at Barnesdale Art Park outside the Frank Lloyd Wright's famed Hollyhock House in East Hollywood. This is where they meet regularly to write new songs. Listen for the guitars and the harmonium and ask them to play you a song. Here is that one of those two tracks they wrote while they were in Central America, Who Are You Gonna Run To by Blade of Grass.
Who you gonna run to when the bottom drops out of the well? Who you gonna run to when you got no one left to tell? She said the craziest things. Coo 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 coo. Coo 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 coo. Coo 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 coo. Coo 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 coo. Who you gonna run to? You got nowhere to go. Who you gonna run to when you used up all the people you know? I think you're cuckoo, cuckoo. I think you're cuckoo, cuckoo. I think you gotta screw loose. I think you gotta screw loose. Ah, I think you gotta screw loose. On the shore, she was drinking up the night sky. She was just passing through, then she stepped through the door. She was searching for a new world As the stars, the sun, and the planets swirl, she was shining like a black pearl. With the world on a string, she thought she heard the angels sing. I think you're cuckoo, cuckoo. I think you're cuckoo, cuckoo. I think you got a screw loose. I think you're cuckoo, cuckoo.
Indie pop outfit Denora is cute, giggly, and high energy, much like a three-week-old puppy or your little sister. But unlike those things, Denora won't pee on your floor or tattle on you to your mom. Comprised of brother and sister Jake and Casey Hanner, along with Jake Churton on bass, the trio creates playful music that combines the sock hop bops of the 50s, the slick new wave of the 80s, and the modern twee pop that was made popular in England and has made its way across the pond. The sound has allowed Denora to share a stage with bands like the Ting Tings, Clap Your Hands, Say Yeah, Tokyo Police Club, Elf Power, Cracker, Walter Migo, and Dressy Bessie. The recording process has always been a family affair for the band, with Churton an honorary member. The Hanners were raised in a musical household, living over the recording studio their father runs. It was their father who suggested the duo even play together in the first place. Casey's bedroom was directly above the studio's control room, and she attributes her ability to sleep through anything to this fact. Jake grew up watching his father in the studio and happened to pick up a thing or two. All this came in handy when the band released their sophomore effort, Boyfriends and Girlfriends. Also, their song Shh was featured in a post-Secret Valentine's Day video that reached over 1 million hits on YouTube and MySpace in the week it debuted. MTV has used their music in shows like Cribs, Engaged, and Underage, and True Life. And that just really and speaks a lot about MTV now, doesn't it? Not that they use the songs, but the show titles. I digress. Additionally, people even write nice things about them. I really think I'm in love with Denora, Buzz Grinder blog, or How is the Song Not All Over the Radio and TV, Comfort Comes blog. Their song, I Think I Like You, was featured on my old Kentucky blog, Cyrus XMU Radio Show, and they were even named Young Pittsburghers to Watch in 2009 by the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. This song comes off of their album, Boyfriends and Girlfriends. It is And Then the Girls. It's a very, when they talked about the bops of the 50s and the new wave of the 80s, this has a very much 80s sound to it. So, yeah, I think you'll enjoy it. Here is Denora with And Then the Girls.
Yeah.
It's rare for a band to tour 245 days in the span of a year. It's even less common for said band to A, hail from Haley, Idaho, population 7,844, and B, decide to relocate to a small shared cabin in the Palouse mountain range for those 120 days per year that they are home. Fortunately for us, Idaho three-piece Finn Riggins embraces and exemplifies the glory inherent in approaching one's creative life from an anomalous perspective. Judging from their experimental songwriting alone, drawing inspiration and influence from several musical realms, a bit of prog here, some indie rock there, and occasional steel drum thrown in for good measure, Finn Riggins' sound is slippery to say the least. That's from Oregon Public Broadcasting. It's apparent that the band follows its own very liberal musical rulebook. In concert with that, Versus Wilderness, the trio's fourth record, and third for Tender Loving Empire, is a compositionally complex, dirty, extra hooky gem of an album. Its undeniably bright pop sensibility is filtered through off-kilter time signatures and surprising chord progressions that delight and amuse. Finn Riggins will get to the payoff, but they take the road less traveled to get there, no pun intended. The band, comprised of University of Idaho Music Department grads Cameron Boos on drums, steel drum, drum pad, washboard vocals, Lisa Simpson, guitars, keys, drums, vocals, Eric Gilbert, keys, synths, organ, accordion, sampler, guitar, vocals, have emerged from the most intense year of their career to date with their most dynamic, satisfying work yet. And they have recently released a new EP, in fact, this past, I think it was about 2 weeks ago. And this is the title track off that PC, Benchwarmers from Finn Riggins. In a previous episode of the podcast, I'd played a song from an artist only known as Smiling Cynic. Not sure I had a whole lot of information at the time on the artist, but this is another project from the same artist under the name And Other Things. This song is, the title of the song is In Progress. And as I say, if you dig what you hear, share it with others. All tracks are free to download. And Other Things is on SoundCloud and Reverb Nation, so check it out. There will be links in the show notes. Influences are Brian Jonestown Massacre, the Dandy Warhols, the Eels, and Outrageous Cherry. Pretty sure you'll hear a little bit of all that in this. As I said, this is In Progress from And Other Things.
I can't help feeling that the best of us is in the past now, and everything we do is to make it right and make it last now, and I've been
Next up, we have The Ghosts of Vegas, about the band. Here's how it works. I write a song about once every 6 months. John writes a song about once every 6 minutes. I tell him what's wrong with his, he tells me what's wrong with mine. We record them until we're both mildly dissatisfied, but can both live with the result, and then we put it up somewhere, and then people listen to it. An indie alternative rock band outfit. Members are Bill Radley, John DeNapoli, Amy DeNapoli, Courtney Holmes, and Jeff Link. They're based out of Chicago. And this is off an upcoming EP that they're working on. The title of the song is 4.5 to 99.
television every day. An eyewitness with a wandering eye says he thought he saw or maybe heard a conversation get out of hand. Two shots pop up and tires squealing off. He's running fast, got the license plates matching up. They found the car a couple states away. Registration in the dash, blood type, everything points his way. It's 4.5 to 99. It's 4.5 to 99.
It is a type, but they say they.
And here we are coming to the end of episode 31 of Idiosyncratic Transmissions, the podcast. Before we get to the last artist, of course, if you are an artist or a fan of the show and you want to get in contact with me, go out to idiosyncratictransmissions.com, click on Contact Me. It's in the upper bar on every page, and it'll take you to a page that has a form you can fill out and send it to me. You can also email me, mattman@idiosyncratictransmissions.com. That's M-A-T-M-A-N. Call us on our Google voice line at 502-509-1607. Follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/idiosyncpod. Or like us on Facebook at facebook.com/idiosyncpod. All those options are available from the Contact Me portion of the website. We also do a webcast over at loudcaster.com. There's a link to that always on the website. There'll be links, show notes for the show on, well, for this show and for every show for that matter on the website with links to the artists' websites. You can check those out if you like them, support them so they can keep making music and will everybody will be happy. Hopefully. Anyway. Music this week was from Iota Promonet, Aerial Publicity, Crash Avenue Productions, and Mebio Music Alley. Finishing off this episode, we have Lovers and Poets. I remember last week I played a song from Shannon Hurley. This is the band that she and her husband are members of this band. Lovers and Poets, husband and wife team of Shannon Hurley and Ben Eisen, formed in Nashville in 2009. Their influences range from 07, Air, LaRoe, to Human League and Gary Numan. Now based in L.A., they have played on KCRW, Groovera Radio, M. Corolla's Ace Broadcasting Network, and the Chocast with Angie B. This is off of an album they released in 2010, and the title of the song is The Things We Do for Love, from Lovers and Poets. Ending this episode of Idiosyncratic Transmissions. Hope you've enjoyed listening to it as much as I've enjoyed putting it together for you. Have a great week.
Ain't no mountain high enough to keep her from your love.